Two suspects are under arrest in connection with a Woodbridge shooting in a Dale Boulevard parking lot yesterday afternoon. It also included a carjacking. Dwayne Williams was taken into custody nearly a day after the incident in which the victim was shot in the face but did survive. Jamie Bauer turned herself in. A man accused of beating a woman during an apparent domestic dispute in Arlington won't face charges because he is a diplomat. The incident happened Monday evening in the 4,000 block of North 27th Road. The man was not arrested due to his full diplomatic immunity. The murder of a man whose dismembered body was found, police say was targeted. They still are investigating the murder of 28-year-old Jacinto Perez of Laurel, Maryland. In court, the prosecution's cross-examination of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell is over in Richmond. The lead prosecutor used documents and other evidence yesterday to show that McDonnell gave special treatment in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars in gifts and loans. The former governor was often forceful in his defense, insisting that he gave no special treatment. The trial does continue. In other news, some D.C. detectives are leaving their cases behind and being redeployed to patrol the streets. It's part of an initiative to deter crime 1 week per month starting mid-September. Drivers, be careful where you park. Tickets for parking in the streetcar line's path are already being distributed. It's reported about 143 tickets have been written and 8 vehicles have been towed since enforcement began July 24th. Good news if you're curious about your future. A small town in Virginia is getting rid of the law on fortune tellers. For decades, the city of Front Royal did not allow any type of fortune telling in the community, but as of yesterday, tarot card readers and magicians will be allowed to set up shop. I'm Brittany at your KYS News Brief. For more stories, go to news1.com.